Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Tech. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, if you drive in Oklahoma, you've noticed this, and specifically in Tulsa, we're paying an average of $74 a month, a remarkable $74 a month, more than we did last summer for fuel. We'll see if we can save you some of that gas money on this edition of Wheels. Good morning. I'm Denver Fox, along with our gang here, Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Spopo. Welcome back.
Good morning, Denver.
Good to have you in studio here. And, yeah, we're always talking to people, and we've talked about it over the years, about saving fuel and ways to conserve your fuel. But now, with gas prices kind of going up, and it jumped up again this week, another dime.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, oil goes up a few pennies, and, well, let's jack up the gas a dime a gallon, you know. So one of the things, though, is certainly having tires that will roll a little smoother on the road to save you some gas.
Absolutely. Keeping your tires properly inflated is a quick and easy way to make sure that you're getting the maximum efficiency out of them. Running them low not only hurts them in terms of tire wear, makes them run hotter so they don't last as long, but also takes more energy to make them roll.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure you're at your properly, in that's on your placard in your door. We talk about it all the time. You know, just open your front driver's door up, and there's usually a sticker right there inside that tells you what the recommended pressure is. I have people tell me, well, I run 5 or 10 pounds more because it helps them roll easier. And maybe a little bit, but it also makes them more vulnerable to impact and other forms of, you know, strike damage. And if you are familiar with Oklahoma roads, you know impacts are an everyday deal. So, you know, you don't want to massively overinflate that tire thinking you're saving pennies on gas to end up breaking a belt or damaging a sidewall and tire when you hit one of our ever-present potholes.
It seems to me that in the last few years, I don't see as many skeletons of tires laying on the side of the road where they just blew up and tore all to pieces. I mean, you used to see those fairly often. Are they manufacturing them a little more safely, a little better now? Is that the deal?
Well, I mean, the quality is improving with tires as it is with every product. I mean, we didn't used to think a 300,000-mile gas V8 engine life was reasonable, and now with proper care, you know, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, with good care, are getting that. On the tire side, one of the pluses of the tire pressure monitoring systems that were implemented starting in the early 2000s and were mandatory by 2007 is you've got a warning light. Now, a lot of people still ignore the warning lights just like they do their check engine light, and ultimately either one of those costs you usually a lot more than if you'd paid attention to it early. But tire skeletons, as you put it, it's always an indication of a tire failure, and, you know, 98%, maybe 99% of tire failures are overheating. They either had too much weight or too little air pressure for the weight they had, and they overheated and came apart. If you've got a warning light staring you in the face going, it's low, you're a lot less likely to have a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. Also with us here in the studio, the king of the Calpers, the guru of the garage, and what transmission whisperer? He's Lloyd Bolin.
I feel and like it. I've been doing a lot of
when whispering to yourself on some of those jobs.
Yeah, I do that occasionally. Yeah, it's good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Also, the inventor of the P-Plus headlamp restoration product that is out there. One of the things that we talk about when you're want to save gasoline, fuel prices, is if you've got an old clunker car that just kind of doesn't really run that efficiently, it may be time to trade it in, get something a little more efficient. That's one thing to do.
Well, you know, it's not hard to make a decision about a car, really. It's all not about numbers. Unless it's a special classic car or something, that's a different world. But if you've got a car that's maybe 10 years old and it's just worn out, and you really just sit down and look, see what it's going to take to bring it up where you can drive it and not have to worry about it, it may make your decision real quick. And that's what you do, really. That's the way we deal with it. But it, some people really like a car and it's worth it. Well, it's okay to do that. It's your money either way, but when you look at it like that, and that's the only way I know to look at it, it's just cold cash.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you want to drive something that you enjoy driving, too. You want something that's comfortable and maybe has some of the features that you want, and it may be time to upgrade. It may be time to find something that gets better mileage and also has a few other bells and whistles on it.
Yeah, and there's plenty of them out there now, and it's competitive business. It is. Even in the lower-end cars now, but the lower-end cars, lower price, are getting scarce. That market way.
Is that right?
It is.
Wow.
It seems to be because it seemed to happen when they did the crush thing. A lot of things changed at that time. Took a lot of cars off the road. But I don't know. There's so many things anymore to check when you buy a car, especially if it's maybe a car that's 4 or 5 years old. Check and see what it costs to repair some of the things that's going to happen, because some of them can be astronomical. And the other thing is changing so quickly. And I know Troy's seeing this a lot, just like everybody is, but the day's coming and it's on the way when repairing cars is getting increasingly more difficult and the parts are getting more expensive. It's speeding up even.
Well, it's kind of a trend in a lot of things nowadays. I was investigating buying a new power washer, let's say, for example, and recently, and I talked to our friend Jerry over at A1. I said, hey, I'd like to buy a new power washer. I'm going to get a big one. And he says, you know, think about this. For what you use, if you could buy a new, cheaper one and replace it every few years, it'd be saving a lot more money than if you bought a good one. And then when you do have to have it repaired, it's, $75 an hour for certain, and a normal charge and things. And I said, you're right. But rather than, and we're becoming a more disposable world is what I'm saying. And that's the same with cars now,
it's
apparently.
It's happening.
I mean, even a decade ago, we didn't think anything about, pressing ball joints in and out. And so many vehicles now roll with the control arm, or if it is pressed in, it's pressed in as that folded metal control arm is built, and it's almost impossible to get it loose because we don't have the big massive jigs that the assembly line does, to hold that entire assembly to press it in and out, and you end up with a buckled control arm. So that's why most of the parts companies aren't even servicing for that type of system the separate ball joints. They want to sell you the whole control arm too, because again, the way it's designed, it's really not field serviceable, and it's just becoming a bigger and bigger part of the repair equation.
Yeah, that was a trend really in like computers for years. It's easier just to get a whole new system after a while. You got a brand new system with the later technologies and later new warranties and things. So that applies to really anything you buy, appliances or anything. But it's kind of this trend in just what everything's going to now.
Yeah, with front-wheel drive cars, they've got it now where the motor, the suspension, everything about it's part of the integrity of the car and part of the strength in the whole car, like if you have a wreck. It's not like they used to be. They've changed so much in design. They've done well, and they're making progress. But what he's talking about is really becoming prominent. And it's one of those things that you just have to explain to people. That's the way they build them, and we can't control that.
Yeah. 7:15 here on Wheels. Let's go live now and in living color to our remote broadcast. Tom Sewell with Tulsa Gas Technology is poolside up in Branson, Missouri this morning. Tom, how's that water feel down there? You kind of dangling your feet in the water inside the pool?
Oh, it's really nice. I've just got my feet in it. Everything else is out of the water.
Okay. Now, if you're wearing a swimming suit and all that, don't describe that.
No, I have jeans on.
Right. So what's gasoline cost up there in Branson now?
It was in the 260s, 264, 265, something like that.
We gradually had gas down to, what was it? What did it get down to? Maybe 250, 249 or
249,
something. I think yeah. it was. And then oil sort of creeped up a little bit. It went up to, what, $65, $66 a barrel. And they said, oh, let's jump it up a dime here. So they it went up again this week. And I was just looking, Tom, I think it's like sit back down to $64 a barrel. But strangely enough, it hasn't dropped that dime. It's there staying up there right now. But
well, it always makes that swing. You know, it's the traditional wheel show swing. They wait
right.
on our show to make their decision.
That is true. One of the ways to have a way to save gas, we were talking about saving gas, price on gas, is to have a compressed natural gas vehicle, which you convert many of the more popular models to, do it all the time, been doing it for years, and it's so effective, and it saves the city of Tulsa tens of thousands of dollars a year because they use city vehicles as well as buses and what have you on compressed natural gas. And it's just a much cheaper, cleaner burning fuel.
Oh, yeah. Like right now, the retail price, they're saving over $1 a gallon. So if you think about a big refuse fleet, you know, they could use 3,500, 4,000 gallons a day. So start running those numbers, you know, when you're working 6 days a week. Or, you know, a big concrete company, it doesn't take long, and the money piles up very fast.
It does. And, of course, if you are interested in getting a vehicle converted or maybe a fleet of vehicles, this is really very effective. Like you said, if you got multiple vehicles, if you have a work fleet, but even just people who want to drive around, did you drive your CNG vehicle up to Branson?
Yep, I drove all the way, and I'll actually get fuel in Springdale, Arkansas on my way home, and this trip will be 100% CNG.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Tom, I wish you could have been here today. This is our final show from our temporary studios, which we've been at for a year and a half now. And we're actually going to, just a little later today, they're going to shut things down here and move everything down the hall and make the big switch. So we're one of the final shows here.
Yeah, and this building's so big, you say down the hall, that's like
yeah, it's quite a trek.
It's a long ways. When you walk all the way down the back.
We've got our own garage mahal down there.
We do. Yes. When I run down there and run back, I say, well, this is like when people walk the malls, you know, it's that big, you know, it's got this facility that we're in right now.
We're going to have a lift in our area, aren't we?
I need one of those little rascal scooters, I think, to get me down there, down the hallway and back. But anyway, it's final show here, so it's kind of a big deal here. We're probably going to trash the studio, I think, when we get done here.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll spray paint our names on the wall or do that, because we're probably not going to get our deposit back anyway on this room, I don't think. So
I wouldn't think so.
So anyway, Tom will hang on the line there, and we will. But as a result of moving things down the hall, they moved the phone lines. Apparently we can't seem to find our listener line, so if you've been trying to call us on our listener line, you'll probably just get a busy signal because they haven't really incorporated that. This is part of the move, I guess. So if you have a question for us, you can text us at 95920, and
got some. I'm loving the first text.
Yeah, we got a text message. We'll get to that coming up here in just a few minutes. It is 7:20. This is good weather to put the top down. Just go cruising around on this nearer the first day of summer, which is coming up later on this week. 7:20, and we have partly cloudy skies and 79 degrees. You're listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. Good morning. It is 7:23. Back with Wheels. I'm Denver Fox, and we're talking about all the fluctuating gasoline prices that are out there, and drivers are trying to get the most out of every tank of gasoline. And got some fuel saving tips that we're going to be giving out through the show today. Some little tricks, maybe some maintenance checks you can do. And one of the big things you can do is maintenance, as we've been talking about, just in general. And you can get full vehicle care and fleet maintenance from Tulsa Gas Technology. And this is just one less thing you have to worry about, I have to deal with, because Tulsa Gas Tech does your record keeping. And now you think, well, that's just for commercial people. But Tom, Tulsa Gas Tech, and if you know the last time you had your transmission serviced, the last time you rotated your tires, that's very helpful to have just as an individual.
Oh, you betcha. I mean, if you have two or three vehicles in your personal fleet, it is a mess keeping up with all that stuff. So it's real easy just to let our computer do it. We don't nag you about it, but we will inform you, you know, this transmission services due or the front end or whatever you got to have done. We always talk to you about it. We don't push. We're not trying to sell. Our guys aren't on commission like a lot of shops are. So we just try to take care of you.
And you notice all of those things that may cause you to lose fuel efficiency. And you say, well, you need to have a new, you know, new plugs or new tires or whatever it needs. You can analyze those things and say, you know, this will help you get much better mileage if you do some of these things, as well as keep from having a breakdown out on the road.
You betcha, because that's the worst thing. And you guys were talking about lives of cars. Like in our company fleet, we have our road trucks and we have our local trucks. So we make those decisions on what it's going to cost to repair and maintain those vehicles, and we help people through that process.
Yeah, it's good information to have there. Get more information at TulsaGasTech.com. It's on our wheels page at KRMG.com. All right, 725. And, Troy, I know you're a big Mustang fan, and it's the 50th anniversary of the Ford Mustang Bullitt. And they've got a bunch of, you've maybe seen some Mustangs around town. I've seen some of them driving around. They had a big parade, I think, was it Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, it would have been the opening of the Mid-America.
Yeah, they drove them downtown, from downtown out somewhere. And then it's the Mid-America Ford and Shelby meet. And this is where you can see some really cool Mustangs.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great event. Typically Thursday, Friday, they're drag racing. Saturday is usually Motor Speedway. And then, of course, tomorrow's the static display out at the Marriott at 71st and Lewis. Just amazing cars. You're going to see stuff that was, of course, racing, but you're going to see a ton more of people's pride and joy. You're going to see typically some restored stuff, a lot of resto mods, and just really, really cool. If you're into, you know, hot rods, muscle cars at all, even if you're not a huge Ford fan, just the range of vehicles you can see out there that Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon is amazing.
Yeah, it really looks nice. Got a text message at 95920. Just returned from California, and they say regular unleaded there. Regular unleaded was $3.69 a gallon.
Ouch.
That's California, $3 a gallon gasoline has been fairly common for quite a while out there, though.
Yeah, you're starting to see some kickback, though, because that, among other things, they've ratcheted taxes up. And, you know, there's a limit to how much blood you can squeeze out of that turnip.
That is true, and there's some people who are saying the tax that they're going to put on gasoline here, which, if everything stays like it should, will be going into effect, I think, in July, if I'm recall. But they'll start collecting additional tax money on your gasoline. But anyway, that's
you know, most of us, if we're talking, you know, 3 cents, 6 cents, and it actually goes into the roads, wouldn't kick a fit about it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, our state government, and not to single them out, because government in general is best at being inefficient and squandering resources. But, yeah, the boys and girls in Oklahoma City aren't covering themselves with glory on any of this.
Yeah, and there's people kind of against that as well. 728 now. We got the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center next on KRMG. Day of summer coming up this next week, and longest day of the year. So put the top down and crank up the radio and go cruise and have some fun. And make sure you're having a good oil change on your car while you're out driving around, too. And Tulsa Gas Technology has their own synthetic oil that keeps your motor running a lot longer. It's SynPro oil. And I've used it in my car and in my truck. It is 100% synthetic oil, which is optimized for high performance and even for the alternative fuel engines. I mean, you got special oil just for about any kind of vehicle that you need that is synthetic, and it'll really work well, Tom.
You betcha. We have a base additive that we can put and do any kind of vehicle, from power steering fluid to the rear end grease, transmission fluid. I mean, we take care of it all.
Yeah, and that's Tulsa Gas Technology. They use it on all of your fleet maintenance there. Get more information on our Wheels page at KRMG.com. It's 7:37 on this Saturday morning with Wheels. Got a couple of text messages. Let's get to them now here. This is someone that texted us a week or two ago, maybe a couple of weeks. It was week before last,
I believe.
Says they figured out how to fix the fuel gauge on their Mitsubishi. He'd called in having problems. It wouldn't quite fill up, and then it emptied early or something like that. So it was not calibrated right. And they ask us about it, and he says he just bought a new Buick Encore. That's one way to fix it.
Well, sometimes that's a good way to do it, because sometimes just getting out of a car will change your whole life.
Yes, it will. Sometimes you get in a newer car, and you say, hey, I like this fuel gauge much better than my old one. So,
and your stress level lowers considerably.
True. And especially if it's a vehicle where you've had it could even be a series of minimal issues that individually are not that big a deal. And if you told someone, well, I've had X and Y, and they look at you and go, well, that's not a big deal. But they don't know the backstory. You've had X and Y after having A through, you know, W, and he's like, I'm done.
Yes. It just gets frustrating sometimes. Here's another text message at 95920, and we're relying on your text messages this morning because our listener lines have gone on tour, actually, this morning. They're gone down the hall. They've got a 2007 Chevy 3/4-ton diesel. The check engine light is on. It says, saying EGR system. Can you tell them exactly what that is and how soon should you have it serviced?
I don't know if you can tell exactly without, there's bound to be some codes in it, so you'd have to look at that. It could be what controls the EGR, it could be the valve itself. Usually, as a rule, it'll be whatever controls the valve. And that would be a sensor, in other words, and that'd be probably the place to go. But the best thing to do, the parts are so expensive on those, the best thing to do is get it checked or get a book and read how to check it exactly and be sure.
Yeah. I saw an ad on TV the other day about, it was advertising that you can buy your own car computer now, and you could get those codes and fix stuff yourself.
And I thought, and you sure get in trouble.
You spend a lot of money buying a lot of the wrong parts. And Troy, I know you guys see that all the time come in. They'll come in with a code and they think they know what the problem is, and that may be just an indicator.
Right. I mean, it's a clue, but it doesn't solve the mystery, Shaggy.
Yeah.
Is you know, the kind of thing we're fighting
Thank
here.
You.
It just, you know, if it says, if you say, for example, I've got a bad O2 sensor, it may even tell you it's, you know, bank one, zone one, so you know it's the one upstream of the cat, and it may be a bad O2 sensor, but it also may be early signs of a head gasket leak, because of course antifreeze will kill an O2 sensor. You could have a injector misfiring and dumping too much raw fuel down there. You could have a spark plug misfiring or spark plug worn. I mean, we pulled a set out a week or so back that the electrodes were totally worn down to the porcelain insulator. I have no idea how this vehicle was still running. Now, it wasn't running good, mind you, but it was still running. And they were supposed to have changed those plugs like 40,000+ miles earlier. And the customer's going, well, I just assumed all plugs went 100,000. Well, not all cars will run plugs 100,000 miles. And there are some trucks out there that, you know, 16 plugs, V8 Hemis, some model years, you know, 25, 30,000 miles is where you're supposed to change those stock plugs. And, you know, if you run them 50,000+ miles, you get into often misfire issues. And if you run them out to 100, we've seen some that even started killing coil packs. Basic maintenance.
And as part of what we've been talking about this morning, you'll lose fuel efficiency.
Absolutely. Keeping your vehicle maintained. Factory recommendations are not, in general, designed to create an income stream for the dealerships. The factory recommendations are to keep the car running as efficiently as possible so you're happy with the product, and they hope buy another one when you get ready to do so.
Yeah. We were just starting at the top of the show talking about Tulsans are paying an average of $74 more a month than they did a year ago, but it doesn't seem to be deterring a lot of people from their travel, you know, travel plans if you're driving, you know, in the car around the country for your vacation.
They're too busy to pay attention to it. I really believe that plays into it. People are so busy, they just don't even pay attention to hardly anything.
But they're noticing the higher gas prices. Yeah. They are thinking, let's see if we can stretch this out a little bit, save a little bit of money. So anyway, we're giving you some of those tips this morning. While you're out on the road, while you're vacationing, one of the most unexpected and unnerving driving experiences is a tire blowout. And something as small as, you know, it could be just a nail in the road or something like that. It can cause this. And it's any time when the air basically escapes at a very rapid speed. That's a blowout right there. Mm. According to some of the experts, some of the five causes of blowouts are underinflation, underload, uneven tire wear, damage, and just a defect in the tire, too.
Yeah, and that last one's going to always be possible as long as human beings are involved in the process. But, I mean, the actual defect rate is microscopically low compared to the number of tires that are just killed by abuse or neglect.
Yeah, and I think blowouts seem to be on the downside. You tell me what you're seeing, Troy, since the implementation of tire pressure monitoring systems.
Right, because it tells you when it's getting low. I mean, with the old system, you know, you might notice your car is getting a little wallowy, starting to feel odd. But in Oklahoma, with crosswinds, you might just put it down to that. And the tire gets low enough to come apart. They just overheat rapidly when they get underinflated. And once you get past about 250, 260 degrees internal temperature, you know, that's where the construction components of the tire actually start losing integrity and failing. So if you've got a warning light on your dash, you're a lot less likely to have that surprise you. You may ignore it and ruin a tire anyway, but it's not like you didn't know something was happening.
Yeah.
Now, Troy, when you hit a hole in the road, let's say it's 2 foot wide and 3 foot deep, should you have your tires checked?
Very typical.
Yes. You know, an average pothole in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yes.
Anytime you've had a serious impact, and when I say serious, you go, ouch. I mean, you know when you've hit something hard. Look at your tire. Look at your wheel. If you can visibly see that the lip of the rim is no longer smoothly curved, if you see any kind of bulge or knot in the tire, get it checked out immediately because you've hurt something. If there's no visible damage, you're probably okay, but if you can make a note of it at the next rotation or next service when the car is up on a lift where both sides of the tire can be seen easily, or better yet, when they can put it on a balancer and spin it and see it roll, you know, that's the time to do a better check.
All right. Blowouts, though. I want to talk a little more about blowouts, though. It's an obvious thing that happens if you hear a pop or, you know, you're going to – one side of your car is going to drop down. That's a pretty good sign there. If it's a front tire, you're going to hear a flapping sound, and the steering wheel could jerk from, you know, from your hands, actually. And a back tire may be less dramatic. But both situations should be handled the same. And Tom, you're a race car driver. I thought I'd ask you about this. Maybe you've had a blowout while you were racing, even at a high speed. The last thing you want to do is jam on the brakes, especially in traffic. Isn't that right?
Oh, you bet. Because if you jam the brakes on, lock up the tires, and you don't have that one tire, it's going to turn where the grip is, and it's going to send you in an uncontrolled, you know, driving pattern.
And that's your first reaction. Your gut reaction is to hit the brakes, of course, but it's to gradually slow down and get off the road, get out and start signaling, hey, I got to get out of here. I got to get off the road, got to get into the right lane and get someplace where we can shut this thing down slowly and safely.
Yeah, I mean, stabbing that brake may be your first reaction, but it's only slightly less dangerous than answering truthfully, does this make me look fat?
That's right. So get off to the side of the road, signals, and once the car is safely off the road, and call for assistance, get some help. And
right, just coast down. Just, you know, hold the steering wheel straight. Don't panic. Let off the gas. If you're on cruise, turn it off. Coast to the side of the road. As you pointed out, signaling, those things are not optional. They're mandatory equipment for a reason.
Yes.
Let the folks know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
But, you know, coast to the side of the road. If the tire's ruined, it's ruined. Don't lose control over, hey, maybe I can save the tire. I mean, it's a conversation we've had before. You know, if you've got a flat on a dark road with no shoulder, you're better served long run from a safety standpoint to limp it to a place where you've got some light, where you've got a shoulder. And even if you ruin the tire, you know, you can replace a tire. We can't replace you if you're in traffic and someone on that dark road hits you.
Oh, yeah.
Like happened, you know, earlier this week in Tulsa.
Yes, exactly. That was one of the reasons I'm bringing this up, because if you're fixing a flat yourself, you need to make sure you're a safe distance from traffic. A tragic story just a few days ago where a young girl didn't have any place to go. I saw a picture of it, and she was still in a lane of traffic. It was a two-lane road, and she just kind of stopped, put on hazard lights, called for help, and her aunt, I think, came, a relative that was in town. They were in town for a funeral, as a matter of fact, and she pulled up and was trying to help, and someone just didn't see her, I guess, and hit her, and it was a fatality pedestrian accident.
It's late at night, and flashers, they're good, don't get me wrong, but you can buy, and many of us grew up with seeing our dads or grandfathers have flares in their trunk to set out. I don't know that I'd want to carry those now, but for, $15-$20, you can buy these little hockey puck looking flashing LEDs that are just incredibly bright, and they're just magnetized. You just set them on the roof of your car. There's no such thing as too much light when you're on the side of the road, especially if you can't get out of traffic. And as Exhibit A, cop cars, B, fire trucks, they have lots of lights, so you can see them there. You can't miss them.
Or utility vehicles that are parked working on the lines or utilities. They've got these little, they'll put cones out, they'll put all kinds of triangles out, anything to kind of get your attention to say, hey, don't run into us here.
And yeah, no, that's another example. Even if you don't want to spend $20 for one of these little flashing LED pucks, you can buy the triangles that fold and snap and have little, stands on them. Mm-hmm. I want to say I saw those at one of the, economy tool stores. I forget which one. It was a 3-pack for like $9.99.
Yeah, that's cheap investment there. Well, they estimate that about 11,000 tire-related accidents happen every year, so tire upkeep is essential. And as we preach every week, tire pressure, that's one of the big things to keep an eye on, especially with the heater, the weather heating up, I should say.
Absolutely. Yeah. You might get away driving a low tire a longer distance on a 30 or 40-degree day. But when it's 90, 100 out there, you don't have much margin.
Yep. 7:49, we are cruising into our final show here in our temporary studios at KRMG. Be down the hall next week for our Ask the Experts weekend. And it is 7:49. You're listening to Wheels. Back with Wheels here on this Saturday morning. It doesn't take much for a pickup or a trailer to have a weight rating of more than 10,000 pounds, which means you fall under those USDOT rules and regulations. Both trucks and trailers have to have annual inspections, all kinds of work done on it to bring you up to standards, gets you really where you're going to be legal to be on the road. And Tom, you guys at Tulsa Gas Technology have really gotten into this. You've got a free booklet people can download for free off your website that will the brief information, basic things you need to know, but you guys will help keep all the paperwork and everything done to make sure that everyone is meeting those DOT rules and regulations.
We sure do. And he was talking about those markers. It's required in a commercial vehicle to have markers when you're on the side of the road. And we help you with all that. And we provide the record keeping that's required by the DOT. So there's a lot involved with it. And it's right on our website. There's a DOT compliance button. You can click and download it.
All right. So you're going to just kind of lay back and take it easy and up there and while you're dangling your feet in the pool there in Branson?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of wife maintenance right now.
Maintenance is life. Life is maintenance. That's a tat.
That's true.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You got fleet maintenance. He's got wife maintenance. I like that. That's very good. Hey, if people want to get information and talk to you about compressed natural gas or about the Sempro oil or the fleet maintenance, any of the things we've talked about today, they can give you a call at Tulsa Gas Technology anytime. What's your phone number, Tom?
It's 918-665-2641. If I'm not there, I got 22 people that can work you through. I'm building a station up in Wichita right now, so I'm in and out of Tulsa.
Still working on that station up there. Boy, there's just more and more of those becoming a thing now, and so good deal. We're going to let you go, but have a safe trip back and enjoy your time off.
Thank you.
All right. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology. 7:55. I've got a real quick question here. Someone heard us talking a little bit earlier about Restomod. Is it Restomod?
Yeah, Restomod.
Yeah, and I want to know exactly what that means. You were saying that earlier, Troy.
Generally it refers to a car that has been restored cosmetically and at least externally to stock or close to stock looking appearance, but the car's systems have upgraded. It may have, you know, gone to a fuel injected motor, may have gone to a different transmission, may have had upgraded brakes. I mean, my 65 Mustang is a very mild Restomod because I've put a late model overdrive transmission in it. Improved the suspension to get me better handling, gone to bigger tires and wheels to get me better handling, upgraded cooling systems, added air conditioning, you know, stuff that wasn't stock on it to make it a more comfortable, more fun car. So that's a very mild Restomod. Some of the ones get really wild and out there.
Yeah.
But in general, it's that break between a full custom and a full stock restoration.
Something that Tom offers with as far as fleet maintenance with Tulsa Gas Tech and something you offer at both of your locations of Cecil & Sons Discount Tires is the PC41 Plus headlamp restoration, the product that Lloyd invented and has now. And you can sell the kit or you do the product application right there in your store.
Absolutely. We've got the consumer kits in stock at all three locations. Happy to sell them to you. You know, a warm weekend like this, it makes a great, you know, garage or a parking lot project if you can get in a little shade, of course. But the product just works and works so well.
Yeah. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, if you want to get your tires checked out, just go in and get some advice even. That's a great place, a great resource. You're in Sepulpa, as I said, your two locations in Sand Springs. You're open to 3 today.
Yep, 7:30 to 3 on Saturdays, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays.
All right, guys, next weekend. Don't come here. We won't be here. Down the hall. Go okay. Down the hall, all right? Have a good weekend. The news is next on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.